Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. We're almost to the halfway point for college football. Both teams in Washington are undefeated and highly ranked. A lot of fans are already looking ahead to this year's Apple Cup when the Washington Huskies host the Washington State Cougars. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick about how both teams stack up.
The Huskies and the Cougars are getting national attention. Art, both teams have big conference matchups this weekend.
This is really a lot of fun for college football fans because rarely have both of these teams been this highly ranked this deep into the season. It's happened a couple of times, but this is really a special combination of events. The Huskies are playing at home against California. California is 3-2, but 0-2 in conference. The Huskies are 6th ranked. The Cougars now are 11th ranked after their big win at Pullman against USC. They are now 11th ranked in the polls, and it's very intriguing because they're now going down to Eugene for their first road game of the season. They've had 5 home games, and they get a real tough test against the Ducks, but they did get a big advantage. The Ducks are 4-1, but they lost their starting quarterback to injury. So Washington State is in position to pull off a win and go 6-0. If they beat the Ducks on the road, that will be a big step forward for Washington State.
Well, let's take a closer look at both teams, starting first with Washington. They seem to be fulfilling expectations coming off last year's appearance in the college football playoffs.
Right. They had a lot of people believing they could run the table this year, 12-0, and we've seen nothing to disabuse that notion right now because they've been a very efficient team. They've had a couple of slow starts in their 2 conference games against Colorado and Oregon State, but it really doesn't matter how you start. It's how you finish. And I think with Jake Browning as quarterback, they've got the most mature quarterback in the Pac-12 and a guy who manages the game and is capable of the spectacular himself. They're really set up well because I think they have the best defense in the conference, and I also think they have the best coach in the conference. So their chances of going 12-0, I think, are pretty solid.
All right, now to the Cougars with their quarterback Luke Falk. It looks like WSU has exceeded expectations this season.
They really have. The Cougars under Mike Leach have always had a spectacular offense. He's sort of the co-inventor of what they call the air raid offense. Lots of short passes, spread the field, confuse and bewilder the defense, and it's so much fun for fans to watch because it does produce a whole lot of numbers. And in addition to the passing game, Leach has recruited players who can play defense and also run the ball. So this is the most complete team in Mike Leach's 6 years. And it's a lot of fun to see the Cougars be competitive in all phases of the game. This is a solid, substantial football team. And I think the key to that, of course, is Luke Falk. He's a senior quarterback who's taken a tremendous pounding as a pass-first guy. But he's come up again and again with clutch plays, and he's got a real dynamic leadership quality about him that makes him, I think, a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate.
Well, all of this makes this year's Apple Cup more interesting. What are the chances of 2 undefeated teams meeting in that rivalry game?
Well, the tough part for the Cougars is they have 5 of their last 7 games on the road. Their schedule is tougher than Washington's. Washington could go easily undefeated because they don't play the other tough team in the conference, USC, in the regular season. So can Washington State do it? I think they're probably going to stumble in a game or two along the way just because the schedule gets tougher. But if they're both undefeated, that Apple Cup week, which is Thanksgiving, they play Saturday the 25th at Husky Stadium, is going to be so big, we're going to think it's a Mount Rainier eruption. This game is going to have a lot of local energy, a lot of national attention, and it could be the biggest game in Apple Cup history. I hope it happens because it's a writer's dream. This will be a lot of fun.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.